David, so much going on in that game. The first thing to ask, though, is Billy Jones. How is he? Because that looked very serious, clearly.
I think Billy's okay. It was his head had hit the ground from the dugout. We thought it was his shoulder had fallen on his shoulder, but it looks like his head's hit the ground and he's knocked himself out in a bit of concussion. So they've taken him off to hospital for precaution, but we think he's okay.
Inevitably, everyone will ask Kasri. He had a good game. Why hasn't he played before?
He had a good game. That's what I would say to you. I think he played well today, and I think that would be what you would talk about rather than the other stuff. You know, you pick the team and you pick what you think's the right team, and today we picked the team which we thought would get us a result. I thought the team today played well.
Right at the start, the first minute, Lee Catamol picked up a yellow card. That effectively, metaphorically, hamstrung Catamol, didn't it? Because he knew then every challenge he made, he was under scrutiny.
Yeah, it was. But what I would say about that was, right from the first minute we got at them, right from the start we got at them, we tried to make, and even on that, we actually had done a bit on the counter-attack, and Cats then had to make a tackle at the edge of the box. So I think it was more to do with the attitude of how we went about the job. I think the players they've trained really well this week. They've looked sharp, and I thought they took it into the game.
It was a difficult game because, of course, you went a goal behind and you had to get back in the game. Even the goal they scored early on, I think, was a miss kick, wasn't it, from Carroll, who I think was trying to actually wallop one at the goal.
Yeah, I was probably more disappointed with that, even though the second goal was disappointing from a set piece. But, you know, we just didn't fill the box well enough. Once the cross came in, we didn't have enough defenders or you know, midfield players in there to deal with the second ball. But I thought the players fought back brilliantly well. I didn't think we started the game badly enough to be a goal down, but we were. I thought we played relatively well at times in the first half. We made one or two good opportunities, played past it well enough, and I think we got our rewards with the goal from Wabi.
But then to go behind again straight after half time, just as you did against Man United.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd hardly conceded a corner kick or a free kick all game, and right from the kick off, there's a foul given on Oyu from Jason Denier, which I wasn't sure it was a free kick. From the free kick led to the corner kick, which led to the goal. And no, we didn't defend it as well as we should have done. But we'd done such a good job in not giving away free kicks and opportunities for them to get the ball to Carroll in the box. And only on the odd occasion did we found out with it. So I praise them for it, and especially for coming back from being behind twice.
I'd say there was fight in there this afternoon, wasn't it? I think that must have encouraged a lot of people.
Yeah, I think there's always been fight there. Maybe some people don't notice it, but I get a chance to work with the players every day, and I can tell you that they're fighting very hard.
And just to finally, I mean, was it a difficult afternoon for you as well? I mean, you know, you can't avoid the chance from the terraces. You can't not sort of cut that out. Does it make that hard for you?
Well, when you're a football manager, you know, if you're not doing well, you expect to be criticised. So they've had that here. There's a lot of football managers here, and they've criticised a lot of them.